One of my colleagues recently walked into church on a Sunday morning, and the first person she saw was Haley, one of our former clients. Haley was there with her husband, her baby, and her six-year-old son. She was pregnant with that six-year-old son when she was a teenager in high school, and it was during that time that she came to us for prenatal classes and baby care supplies. Haley greeted my colleague with a big smile and then introduced her family. When she introduced her little boy, he said to my colleague, "How do you know my mommy?" My colleague said, "Your mommy would come in to see us before you were born to help prepare for your arrival." The little boy seemed satisfied with that answer, and then he looked up at my colleague, walked over to her, gave her a huge hug around the legs, and just melted her heart. We don't always get to see how our clients are doing in the years after their time with us, but from time to time we do. And it's such a joy to get to see them thriving both physically and spiritually. Just imagine the conversations this mommy and her little boy might have in the years to come about how God was faithful to the mom throughout her pregnancy with her little boy and how God has a purpose and a plan for this little boy's life. Psalm 102:18 says, "Let this be recorded for a generation to come so that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord." As you and I think of the younger generations in our lives, let's look for opportunities to tell them about the ways we've seen God be faithful to us. Perhaps even write them down for your future generations to read, with the goal that they might join you in the privilege of praising the Lord. We are all past people, present people, future people, created for Him.